3. Do you know why you want to keep improving? Knowing what to improve and how to improve are critical to consistency and personal growth, but so is knowing why. The how and what will only take you so far. The why is what keeps you motivated long after that first rush of energy and enthusiasm wears off. It can carry you through when willpower isn't enough. Think of it as why power. Having a strong why will help you to keep going when the discipline of learning becomes difficult, discouraging, or tedious. If your growth is connected to your values, dreams, and purpose, you'll know why you're doing it. And you will be more likely to follow through. If you think about it, you can see that discipline and motivation are two sides of the same coin. If you have the motivation you need, discipline is no problem. If you lack motivation, discipline is always a problem. When you make the right choices, however small, and do it consistently over time, it can make a huge difference in your life. If you remember why you're making those choices, it becomes easier. 4. Do you know when you are supposed to improve? The final piece of the puzzle is the question of when. When do you need to improve? First, the obvious answer. Right now. Today. You need to get started if you haven't yet. More important, you need today to be every day. You will never change your life until you change something you do daily. That means developing great habits. Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishments, and that bridge must be crossed every day. Over time, that daily crossing becomes a habit. And ultimately, people do not decide their future. They decide their habits, and their habits decide their future. What are you doing daily that needs to change? What needs doing? Maybe more important, what needs undoing? What are you willing to change doing today in order to change what you will be doing tomorrow? In the end, hard work is really the accumulation of easy things you didn't do when you should have. It's like diet and exercise. Everyone wants to be thin, but no one wants to make the right choices to get there. It's hard work when you've neither eaten right nor exercised day after day. However, if you make small right choices each day, day after day, you see results. Maybe it's time to stop setting goals. Consistency isn't easy. You must figure out what works for you, but I'll be glad to tell you what has worked for me. Instead of being goal-conscious, I focus on being growth-conscious. Here's the difference. Goal-consciousness focuses on a destination, motivates you and others, seasonal, challenges you, stops when a goal is reached. Growth-consciousness focuses on the journey, matures you and others, lifelong, changes you, keeps you growing beyond the goal. I am such a strong believer in people and in human potential, not only in others but also myself, that I don't ever want to put a lid on it by setting long-term goals that are too small. I did that early in my career and I realized it would limit me. If you can believe in yourself and the potential that is in you, and then focus on growth instead of goals, there's no telling how far you can grow. You just need to consistently put in the work as you keep believing in yourself. And never forget, motivation gets you going, but discipline keeps you growing. How to embrace daily discipline. 1. Align your methods of motivation with your personality type. Use whatever personality profile you prefer to study your personality type. If you haven't used one before, then find one. Examples include Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, DISC, and Personality Plus. Once you have a good handle on what makes your personality type tick, then develop a daily growth system that is simple and plays to your strengths. 2. It's difficult to remain engaged in anything if you have not found a way to value and appreciate the process. Make a list of everything you like about personal growth. If your list is very short, really work at it. Anything you can find as motivation will help you to develop better growth habits. 3. The more whys you have for pursuing personal growth on a daily basis, the more likely you will be to follow through. Start compiling those whys. Think of immediate benefits as well as long-term ones. Consider reasons related to purpose, vision, and dreams. Think of how it will help you relationally, vocationally, and spiritually. Any reason to grow is a good reason, as long as it's your reason.